Prison's not made to reform you. Like the rehabilitation part at the end of California Department of Corrections rehabilitation, there is no rehabilitation there.
California is seen traditionally as a liberal state, but not when it comes to their sentencing laws and their prison population.
Some prisons were so crowded, it was just not feasible to take in any more people. And the previous solution of building more and more prisons was essentially not viable anymore.
I'm here to announce the prison emergency is over in California. Today I've signed this proclamation stating that the troubled situation in California prisons has been remedied. It is now time to return the control of our prison system to California.
The Supreme Court ruled in 2011 that California's prisons were so overcrowded they violated the cruel and unusual punishment clause of the Eighth Amendment. Almost 25 years after that ruling, California has still failed to meet its population targets.
Crowding in California prisons was a key reason why at that time medical and mental health care was not being offered at a constitutional level in the state's prisons.
California hasn't tried to get ahead of this issue and has instead just waited for the courts to grant them another extension to reduce their prison population. Over the past three decades, the prison population has grown by over 750%. So it's grown really rapidly over a very short period of time.
While many factors drove the increase in California's prison population, none is perhaps more significant than the passage of the Three Strikes Law in 1994. Three strikes requires a sentence double the normal term upon a second felony offense. On a third felony offense, the mandatory sentence is 25 years to life without the possibility of parole.
Over the past couple of decades, they've passed a couple of laws that have been seen as tough on crime. When it was cool for Democrats to pass this type of legislation, it was really pushed forward by Bill Clinton originally in the 90s, the Three Strikes Laws.
There was a lot of that sort of negative campaigning around being soft on crime in the 90s, and people haven't recovered from it. The other piece of it, I think, has to do with the law enforcement lobby and the money that is in politics right now. So it really doesn't matter which party an elected official is with, the contributions that are coming in from the law enforcement associations and the private prison lobby, they're tremendous.
The California Correctional Peace Officers Association is the state's powerful prison guard union and donated more than $100,000 to the original Three Strikes initiative. Justice Kennedy would later say, the Three Strikes Law sponsor is the Correctional Officers Union, and that is sick. But the investment in Three Strikes paid dividends for the union. California's prisons quickly filled up, requiring the construction of new prisons, the hiring of new staff, and diversions of more and more money into the system.
California tried to build its way out of prison crowding before that, built a couple of dozen prisons in less than 20 years. And the end result was about 200% of design capacity crowding. So it was clear from the past that building our way out of the problem didn't work.
But as the prisons filled up more quickly than the state could build new ones, some voters began to rethink Three Strikes and pushed to scale it back with a voter initiative in 2004. The union spent $500,000 to defeat it.
These issues poll at 75% across the population. Amongst Democrats, it's about 80%. Amongst Republicans, it's about 60%. So you really have, you know, every slice of the population supporting these sorts of reforms. Having a one-party state is not leading to finding the best solutions. States like Texas and Kansas are taking the lead on criminal justice reform, so some of the more conservative states are doing the most, and that comes from the fiscal conservatism perspective.
2 years after the failed Three Strikes Reform Initiative, California's prisons hit their peak population, more than double capacity. And that's when images like this began to circulate.
The overcrowding, like, created a whole lot of mess. It created a whole lot of mess for people emotionally, spiritually, physically. There was no jobs, there was no training, there was no nothing. So when people walk out of prison, what do they have? There was times when we'd get to the reception and there would be no beds. Temper flares up, it gets uncomfortable, attitudes, and it vibes. If one person gets upset, then the person next to them gets upset, you feel that vibe, and before you know it, there's just a big old tense thing, and then the rest just goes crazy.
California had gotten into the habit of sending huge numbers of offenders to prison. Now, with murderers, rapists, and so on, that's entirely appropriate. That's what the prison system is designed for. But in the past, before realignment, you had people committing low-level felonies, receiving sentences sometimes as short as 3 months, and being sent to prison.
Realignment is the political term used to describe moving convicts out of the state system and into county jails.
We immediately saw a population spike. Prior to realignment, crime in Orange County had gone down, and we had actually closed our women's jail, moved those female inmates into another one of our facilities. We also closed portions of other jails as well. Within weeks of realignment, we had to reopen all of those. Rather dramatically overnight, it changed the makeup of our jails.
Realignment is not about passing the buck. It's about ensuring that offenders who've committed crimes are incarcerated if necessary and supervised at the most appropriate level.
Narcotics reports in the jails went up over 400%. Crime reports in the jails went up over 300%. Inmate-on-inmate assaults went up 46%. County jails were designed for short-term housing. So when you take a realigned population who are now former felons with long sentences and you move them to the county jail, they're being moved into facilities that were never meant to hold them for years at a time. If you want to quantify it as a success in ways that it lowered the state prison population, absolutely it's a success for the state. But I think in the grand scheme of things, if you want to measure success, I don't think we're ready to measure it.
As the governor, I'm here to tell you, I don't believe it's wise or sound public policy to release any more people out of our prison other than in accordance with our existing state law. And that is the reason why we are going to court asking that the prison cap or limit be removed.
In 2010, the California Prison Guards Union spent more than $2 million supporting the election of Governor Jerry Brown.
Governor Brown, of course, has shown himself to be very open to sentencing reform. He was the one who led the effort to pass realignment, but he's also made it very clear that it's important not to jeopardize the important changes already made and let them sink in.
Jerry Brown has been kind of saying that since realignment, the only offenders left in prisons are the most violent, the most dangerous criminals. But that's not really true, actually. There's a large number of drug offenders and nonviolent property offenders who are still in prison because of the three strikes law, the second strike aspect of the law. So they've been sentenced as second strikers. Ultimately, if California wants to get serious about prison reform, one step it could take would be to eliminate three strikes, or at least only have it applied to violent or serious offenders.
Drug policy is the major driver in mass incarceration, both in California and nationwide. Incarceration for other offenses is fairly steady over time, but if you look at incarceration rates dating back to the 1980s to now, you'll see just this huge increase. A 400% increase, and it's about drug offenses.
Here in Orange County, when you look at things of that nature, the community demands that we enforce those things. So I don't necessarily see decriminalizing things or veering away from enforcing laws that apply to realigned inmates as a solution here in Orange County.
It's not really my place to say whether or not a nonviolent drug offender belongs in prison for X amount of time. That decision is made by elected officials and or by the voters of California. All I can say is that if there were significant changes made to sentencing laws in California, the likely result would be a reduction in the prison population.